May the words that are spoken and the words that are heard be thine and not mine. Amen. Please be seated. I'm thankful to Carol and Dennis for giving me the opportunity to preach this weekend. And we've got some really interesting readings today. We have the burning bush, which you could probably preach a sermon on itself. We have Paul exhorting us to what it takes to be a Christian. And we have the good old standard, get behind me, Satan. But one thing that jumped out at me in the readings today were the ideas of love and being authentic in that love. Romans gives us the Apostle Paul exhorting us on how the church in Rome should be the church. And we've heard these words many times. Hold fast to what is good. Render to no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted. But it was the first line of this reading that really gave way to the main thought for today's sermon. Let love be genuine. Let it be genuine. I'd never read that verse that way, so I pulled out the trusty dictionary to go a little deeper. And according to Merriam-Webster, genuine means truly something that is said to be authentic. Let's think about that. Truly something that is said to be genuine, authentic. Let love be authentic. I began to think about the old camp song, "They Will Know We Are Christians by Our Love," and wondered if we're known by our love in our world today, would they really know us? Are we as the church really loving authentically, or are we loving as we want to? I have two friends that live in Houston. Some of you may know them, Sarah and Josh Condon. And my niece, Ariana, also lives in Houston. So I've been following the news very closely about Hurricane Harvey and the recovery efforts there. I've watched communities of all stripes and creeds come together to ensure that each other survived and had what they needed. I've seen mosques open as shelters, even though it's the high holy days of Islam. I've seen outpourings of love, offers of generators, warm beds, distractions for children, grilled cheese sandwiches, whatever it would take for the person to feel loved and safe and cared for. These are examples of loving authentically. But in any news cycle, we also have the bad to go with the good. We've seen churches questioning whether or not they should open their doors, and then they get called out on social media about it. We've seen reports of first responders risking their lives to help their fellow Texans, but then they're afraid they're going to get detained and deported the next day because of their immigration status. While all this is going on, a sneaky little story in our news cycle was the Nashville statement. I don't know if any of you heard about this. It was a small group of evangelical Christians who wrote a statement about LGBT Christians and whether they belong in the church. That was troubling, especially in light of Paul's words today. Let love be authentic. Let it be authentic. We have authenticity in Exodus. Moses, who's murdered an Egyptian, buried him in the sand, is sitting here tending sheep, and God comes to him in a burning bush. Comes to him. Why him? And Moses himself even questions, "Are you sure? Really? Me? Okay." But God tells him, "I am who I am. I will be with you through this. You are who I have chosen. You, in your authentic self, your true self, is who I've chosen to lead the Israelites out of Egypt." We have authenticity in Matthew. We have Jesus once again wrestling with the disciples who once again don't get it, that, you know, bad stuff's about to happen. You need to know this. But it's for the ultimate good. Peter, of course, comes in and starts arguing, you know, no, this can't happen, this can't happen. And Jesus, in some of the harshest words in all the Gospels, said, "Get behind me, Satan." Imagine what it felt to be Peter trying to talk to Jesus, your Lord, trying to say, no, we won't let this happen, this is not going to happen, and to have him call you Satan. Get behind me. But Jesus makes the point about stumbling blocks, and we have to wonder, in our quest to be the church, in our quest to be the authentic church, are we our own stumbling blocks? Are we, in our daily lives, are we loving each other authentically? It doesn't mean we run around and sing Kumbaya and have daisy chains and all that, because that's weird. But it does mean that we have to have a genuine concern for each other. We're not always going to agree. We're not always going to see eye to eye. But we can always love each other as Christ loved us, which was genuinely and authentically. Brené Brown does a lot of really great things on authenticity. She says, authenticity is not something we have or we don't have. It's a practice. It's a conscious choice of how we want to live. Authenticity is a collection of choices that we have to make every day. It's about the choice to show up and be real. The choice to be honest. The choice to let our true selves be seen. Authenticity in and of itself is being vulnerable, being open, being afraid, but doing it anyway. This is what I'm sure Christ felt when he's standing in front of his disciples and he's telling them what's going to happen to him. I can't imagine standing there, looking at these 12 men who followed you all over the place, seeing you do miraculous works, and then telling them, I'm going to go to Jerusalem, and I'm going to be arrested. I'm going to be beaten, and I'm going to die. But I'll raise 3 days later. Could any one of us really have stood and said that? But Christ did. This is one of the times where we see Jesus being truly vulnerable, truly embracing that 100% human side of himself. So I'll leave you with this. We're called to be genuine. We're called to love. We're called to show hospitality. We're called not to be Sister Bertha better than you. We're called to let God take care of the things. And we're called not to be the stumbling blocks for each other. We're called to be the genuine love of the church. And that is what we need to show. That is how they will know we are Christians, by our love. Amen.